As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got to imagine it was an emotional moment after the game last night when Luis Arraez walked back into the Padres clubhouse.
So good.
Or at least a huge sigh of relief for Padres players and coaches and fans, which means, you know, obviously he's doing okay. He posted on his Instagram after the game from the hospital yesterday. He said, "As you saw, I had to leave. Dear fans and everyone who was concerned about me, as you saw, I had to leave tonight's game on a stretcher after a collision during a play. I was taken to Houston Methodist Hospital, where I underwent the necessary medical tests. Thankfully, there's nothing to worry about. I'm currently resting, plan to rejoin the team this Monday. Truly appreciate all your prayers and kind messages. I want to thank the medical and paramedic staff of both the Padres and the Astros, as well as those who took care of me at the hospital. Most importantly, thank God for his protection. I'm doing well now." So, I mean, he rejoined the team even before Monday, obviously. It was reported by Kevin Acey that they weren't going to let him fly with the team. They're going to at least make him stay overnight in Houston. It can kind of be a scary situation with the pressurization on the plane and the altitude that you don't want to do that. If you have any question about someone potentially being, you know, post-concussion in a situation like that. Interestingly, though, Woods, it's not a word that you heard the Padres ever use.
Concussion.
Because if a Major League Baseball player is diagnosed with a concussion, they have, like the NFL, they have concussion protocols, and it will mandate a 7-day stint on the injured list, essentially. So if they do diagnose him with a concussion officially, Arraez would have to sit out a week. Doesn't sound like he wants to sit out a week. I wouldn't expect him to play today, even if they don't officially put him on the concussion protocol list. But that is something that may be out of the Padres' hands. I don't think they just get to decide whether or not your player has a concussion or not. It's kind of independent medical judgment on that. And so we don't know if Luis Arraez is going to be back in the next couple of days, you know, in Detroit or for the homestand, or will have to be out until at least, I think, Tuesday's game against the San Francisco Giants if they do put him on the concussion protocol list for Major League Baseball.
Didn't Austin Nola play like a whole season with a concussion? Remember that?
Yes, undiagnosed.
Yeah. Undiagnosed concussion. I'm down for...
Like almost lost his vision or
something? Yeah, yeah. I'm down for... again, there's so many injuries for this team. And yes, man, as a fan, you're like, I wish these guys were just in the lineup. But as a human, you're like, hey, man... We've stacked some wins right now. If you're going to miss time, this is if you got to miss it, this is a decent time to do it. But I don't know.
How does he not miss time? I mean,
that's
the
thing.
Schilt said after
the game,
he was
out cold.
He was unconscious.
Correct.
Like, he didn't know where he was on the field for a moment.
I mean, look, if Luis Arraez misses a week, does it suck? Yeah, absolutely. But it's also April. And rather, you know, it's same with Jackson, same with Luis, same with Crony. Like, if you're going to miss some time, what you don't want is to rush any of these guys back too soon, and they're terrible, or they get hurt again, or it's one of those nagging things. I think the abundance of caution in April, as much as it hurts our viewing pleasure sometimes, and as much as it immediately kind of makes you wretch when you see the lineup come out from time to time these days, it's April. We'll be okay. You know, I would rather have them back, you know, being smart and not rushing it back. Especially a guy like Jackson Merrill, man, and Luis Arraez, and Crony. I mean, all of them, really. Yu Darvish, like all of these guys that are banged up right now. There's no need to rush back. We're going to be okay.
And the problem, though, is you know they're kind of at the tipping point. They were already struggling to put a lineup together. And if you're missing three, then of your core regulars, I mean, Jason Hayward had kind of been a regular too.
Yeah.
So really,
yeah, he's down.
You're missing half your lineup at this point. It becomes a struggle to put a major league quality team on the field. And that's not an indictment of the Padres or AJ's depth. Any team would all of a sudden look pretty ragged if you took away four of their regulars from a lineup.
Yeah, man. Take away Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper, take away Nola, and then take away, you know,
Castellanos.
How do the Phillies look? Good? They look really good.
I mean, still got some good players.
They got some good players. But like, hey, man, you become very top heavy very quickly. And yeah, man, it's not ideal. It's not what you want, certainly.
And
but
I think the problem is there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Either. You can't go out and sign someone for a week. You're expecting all these guys to be back. Likely, you know, Jake's probably out the longest, you know, probably 2 to 3 more weeks. Merrill hopefully is back in a week to 2 weeks. Arraez is hopefully no more than a week, but that's going to be a rough week without all of those guys. There's not, I mean, you can call up more guys from the minor leagues. They've already called up most of the guys that they have intended to ever call up from the minor leagues, you know, to start contributing. So the barrel is kind of there at the bottom, and there's not much down there, which means, you know, you're going to have to continue to hopefully get some contributions from Iglesias and Sheets, and you know, and they've gotten that.
And,
you know, Maldonado hit some balls hard.
Yeah,
you know, they're kind of getting by, but you're going to have to tamp down your expectations for a week or so.
Yeah,
for the San Diego Padres, you really are. You can't get panicked if they go 1-5 this week.
You can't freak
out.
You
just can't freak
out. I'm going to, but you can't. Yeah, I can't. You'll be on the golf course. We'll be in here freaking out.
It's not the Padres. it's not the Padres. If that's the case, now. You know, hopefully Tatis can do what he did yesterday and single-handedly lift them to a win or two. And that's all you're hoping to do. I mean, you know, you are dodging two of the Tigers, now top pitchers in this series. Padres will miss Tarek Skubal and Jackson Jobe. You know, you get a couple of ace performances from a King this week, or Pivetta can shove on Tuesday, and you find ways to win games without your best lineup. Don't expect some long winning streak, though, without these guys. No team could likely withstand the kind of injuries the Padres have and still continue the insane run they were on to start the season. It's now survival time for the San Diego Padres for the next, you know, week to 2 weeks.
No question. They are in full blown survival mode, which is why, and I think it's interesting. Can we talk about Saturday's game here, or do we have that scheduled for another time?
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Can do whatever you want.
So we were texting about it the other night, and I gotta say, I was a little bit surprised at Shilty Ball on Saturday night, and I realized the old adage is you don't play for the tie on the road. I think that adage goes out the window when you have a bullpen like the San Diego Padres, and you have such a depleted lineup. Like, it's such a depleted lineup, and we get to the ninth inning, and Iglesias hits a double, so we got a leadoff double. We're down a run. Tyler Wade scheduled to bat. So in my mind, the first thing I thought of was, oh, and dude, who hates bunts more than me? No one. And I go, you got to bunt him over. I realized then, which I didn't know Xander was going to be available. He was, because he ended up hitting in that spot instead. Did not get the runner over, right? So at that point, I'm like, why wouldn't Shilty, like, this whole team's identity is like, get him on, get him over, get him in. Play for the tie there. Give yourself a chance in extra innings with the top of the order coming up with this massively depleted lineup. That's the one thing I thought, like, oh, I think we might have missed the.
You would have gone to Adam in the
in the bottom of the ninth,
because you still would need your closer if you ever take a lead,
right,
to close it out.
You could go Adam, or you could go Suarez. You could. You absolutely could. With the top of the order, the ghost runner on, play for the tie in the ninth to try to get yourself to extra innings. I don't know why. Because then what did you do? You pinch hit Xander for Tyler Wade, right?
I thought maybe he'd hit that one off the wall. I know. When he pulled it, because that short porch there, that's just the perfect spot. Just came up about 5 feet short of what would have been a game-tying double.
Then Diaz hits anyway. How great would it have been to bunt him over Xander? You need a pop fly from him. I mean, or ground ball to the right side, whatever, to get that run in. I just thought, man, if that's our identity, why aren't we playing to our identity right now?
I mean, mathematically, you know, if you only get the one run, you're giving them 100% chance to win in regulation, and you have 0% chance. So we're not 100, but you have no chance to win in regulation, but they do.
Sure.
They have that last at bat.
Sure.
So you're seeding essentially a chance for them to run into one, whatever. Whereas if you play for more runs, you could win it right there. I mean, there's a reason why that adage has been, you know, as old as baseball itself, that you play for the win on the road. Because you're always giving them the last at bat every single time going forward.
They're always
going
to get it, though. Home team is always going to get it. Yep.
And you'd love to be able to close them out and not continue to give them that opportunity if you can get multiple runs there.
You can go to your closer, right? And if Xander comes up and hits a two-run homer, you can go to your closer
without having to put a runner on base. I mean, you know, there's a reason that adage exists.
The lefty bunt off of, you know, Tyler Wade would have had to bunt off a lefty, which was not easy, but I think he could have
gotten it.
Plus,
it would have been the most, I mean, telegraphed bunt in the history of bunts.
Correct.
You know that if Tyler Wade's going up there, the only reason he's going up there is to bunt.
Which is fine.
They can pinch everybody in as much as they want in that situation. I think it's definitely debatable. I don't think it's a clear mistake.
Not a mistake.
By Mike Schilt.
It was a choice.
It was a choice. It didn't work. Maybe neither of, that's the thing with baseball. Maybe neither of those choices would have worked out. We don't know in the end. Since the Padres lost, of course, you want to see how it would have played out had they bunted the runner over and, you know, maybe sacrificed him in and gotten the run at least to tie the game there in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like Padres baseball. You know what I mean? It just didn't. Especially with the bottom of the order coming up. Like, you're relying.
I do think that if it was at home, Padres definitely would have played for the one run.
Yeah.
In that situation. But
yeah.
I don't know if that was, you know, you can ask Mike Schilt about it when we join him next time.
Absolutely not.
So I knew you were going to ask me about that.
Hey, Schilt, I wanted to ask you about a game. Two weeks ago.
Yeah. I knew you were going to. I had it written. He would kill me. I knew you were going to, boy. Knew it. No, it's just weird. I just thought
he'd have a really good explanation for why.
Of course he would. And that's fine. That's his call. I was just confused. Like, it's the identity of this team, and you know, that's why the bottom of the order. I mean, I was so happy when Iglesias, I was like, yes, leadoff double. Like, we're at a minimum tying this game. Boy, I would have been happy with a tie right there, too. Would have been real, real happy.
And
off of Hader.
Elias Diaz nearly got it tied with that blooper to right. What a great play by Christian Walker going over his head and making that catch right there. That was a game saver. I mean, Houston Astros made...
How many plays did they make?
Oh, my God,
a lot of plays. I mean, if the Padres had lost yesterday's game, I would have torn some hair out because the Padres were scorching the ball all over the field. And the Astros were turning them into double plays and catches way out in deep right and catches crashing into the wall. And the Astros are just hitting these, crack bat 130-foot bloopers into the field that are falling in. I'm going, baseball is just the worst game.
It was so cool.
Eduardo, called it. Before the pitch was thrown, he said, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a hit and run here to try to break up a double play.
Yep.
Try to slap something to the right side. I don't remember who was at the
plate. Maldonado. Perfect execution.
Runner goes.
Yes.
Perfect execution. Doesn't just slap it to the right side. He hits it hard. And they
and
just
Walker
turn a beautiful
it.
Double play. You're like, that's like the fourth
Are
time in six
me?
Innings.
Are you kidding me? Just Come on.
Again, you feel like the Padres teams the last couple of years lose that game going away. Losing Arise, Manny getting banged up. It was pretty special. It was a pretty special win. I get it. You lost the series. Let's not throw a parade for losing the series. But overall, man, to be able to salvage that was pretty special.
We can talk about a little more about the previous games of the series at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, though, don't do this. And a star player calling out his own manager and maybe with very good reason.
I think so.
We will get into that coming up next with Ben and Woods. Don't go away. It's San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
First, though, let's talk about 7 Mile Casino. Teams on the road. You're looking for a place to watch the game. Looking for a place to have a good time, a great lunch, a great dinner. 7 Mile Casino, all of those wrapped up in one.
Yeah, check it out for yourself, my friends. Head on down. If you're downtown, you know you're just 7 minutes away. Whatever it is you might be looking for. You know, California-style blackjack, pie gal, baccarat, Texas Hold'em. If you've got the time to go in and sit down, they got a great Hold'em area. But the food is great. The people are great. Sit down at the bar, have a beer, watch a game. It's all great at 7 Mile Casino.
Absolutely. The 24-7 players menu, you can get all the kinds of Asian favorites, like the Kung Pao Chicken is sensational. And then the weekend brunch, maybe some of you checked it out over the holiday weekend this weekend. Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best in South County, voted the number one brunch. You can get it at 7 Mile Casino at Sammy's on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Were you going
to
say fantastic and sensational and said fansational?
Fansational.
It's a pretty good new word.
Fansational.
That's very good.
Invent your own words at 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't do this. It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info, and we will start with a fairly spicy one this morning.
I'd say so. This one really caught my attention yesterday as I saw a tweet come across my feed from Ronald Acuña Jr., who is working hard to get back to joining the Atlanta Braves. They desperately need him. He is a really, really great player.
They have a winning record since their 0-7 start against the Padres and Dodgers.
And I believe they've won three straight, but on Saturday night, Jared Kelenic hit a ball that he thought was gone. It wasn't. It's everyone's nightmare. He pimped it, jogged down to first, realized that is going to be off the wall. And hit it off the wall, right fielder picks it up. Even worse, throws him out at second base. So you thought you had a homer, you jogged out of the box, and you didn't even get a single or a double out of it. You got thrown out. So everyone's up in arms about this. And after the game, they asked Brian Snitker about it, and they said, did you say anything to Kelenic? And he goes, no, was I supposed to? So then media goes nuts, right? Ronald Acuña Jr., I saw this tweet. The first one I saw was from him. I did not know what happened. He said, if that were me, they would have put me on the bench.
If it were me, they would take me out of the game.
Taking me out of the game.
He tweeted it and then deleted it about an hour later.
So I saw that and I go, what the hell is he talking about, right? Like, so I went and I saw the play and I went, oh. And then I remembered. Years ago, before the fifth inning, Snitker followed Acuña into the tunnel to talk to the young star before replacing him with Adam Duvall and said this to the media. He didn't run. You got to run. It's not going to be acceptable here. As a teammate, you're responsible for 24 other guys, and that name on the front is a lot more important than that name on the back of that jersey. Mm. You can't do that. We're trying to accomplish something here and do something special here, and personal things got to be put on the back burner. You can't let your team down like that.
Now, in that situation, he did the same thing, left the batter's box slowly on a long drive.
Yep.
He did not get thrown out. He just stopped at first with the single.
The long, long single.
Yeah.
The pimped single. It's never hit a ball that hard to the wall. You don't catch me pimping anything because I never hit the ball. But in that case, yeah. So there's a precedent set. He'd also done the same thing to Ozuna. I believe he'd also done the same thing to Ozzie Albies. Jared Kelenic, he didn't say a word to him. Now, so that's bad in and of itself. That's a bad look for Snit. Does this make it better or does this make it worse the next day when he's asked about it?
Snit is a bad time, but you know, you probably heard about what Ronald said. What's your reaction and what's the team's
I didn't have any. I mean, I don't do social media, number one. And I heard about it as I was walking to the dugout. Heard something was up, and then I came in and they said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
So that was what we were asking last night about Kelenic, because it was kind of the same situation as Acuña's. I know Acuña's wasn't the first.
No, they're all different. They're all different. All the situations, when they happen, they're all different.
Yeah.
And I addressed it with Gerald.
Gerald?
What do you think made
Who is Gerald?
Isn't it different from Jared's?
Huh? It's just timing and all of everything. I think there's no blanket thing doing that. Honestly, you want to know the truth? I wasn't watching that play. I knew he got thrown out at second. Oh. I didn't see it till this morning when I talked to him about it.
Okay. Because you had said during Acuña's incident that it's unacceptable.
Yeah,
for guys not to run. You still feel that way?
They don't run.
This is a man just digging.
Quite honestly, I don't look for him to not do because he plays with his hair on fire all the time and he's laying out. And I didn't know it till I saw this morning.
He's gritty.
I looked at it when I got here and then I had a discussion with him and we got it squared away.
It's nuts to me that he fully admitted, I didn't see the play. What were you doing in that game?
Is that supposed to make it better?
When he says, truth be told,
I don't know if this would be a defense, but if I was Brian Snitker, I might think, getting thrown out is the is punishment. Like,
yeah,
you know, you got embarrassed in front of everybody by getting thrown out. I don't need to say anything to you. You know how humiliating that is. Acuna didn't get thrown out. He was out there on the bases, you know.
Yep.
He felt like maybe he needed to talk, you know, needed to talk to him because he didn't really suffer the consequences like Kelenic did. He still got his single. He didn't get an out. He should have been on second base, but what's the big deal? And if you think like Acuna was going, what's the big deal? It's a single instead of a double.
No. You're assuming that Acuna was like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. That's not the case.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You should run. You're talking to the guy that chewed his own son out from first to second a week ago. Run! As he's lollygagging his way down the second base.
But would Schilt say anything if Tatis or Manny hit one? They thought it was gone and they didn't end up at second base? I don't think so.
I don't know. But Schilt...
I think he'd be consistent, though.
If Schilt did it to Tatis and then Crony does it and he's like, I love Jake plays with his hair on fire, man. It's cool. I thought that was a...
That'd be bad.
And again... To say I didn't even see the play, what would you say you were doing if you didn't see that shot off the wall and the guy get thrown out? What were you looking at? Like, I thought he dug himself a huge hole. I really did. And again,
I mean, when they those came
situations,
with the receipts.
Those situations are not. There's nothing different about them other than Acuna actually stayed on base. Kelenic got thrown out at second.
Media hit him with the receipts, and he just the backpedaling.
Yeah, no.
That was different.
That's different.
Well, no, what I meant was,
look, man, I'm not saying don't read anything into it. Other than you have to have a consistent message. I do not like a double standard, man. I really don't. I don't like a double standard at all in life. I don't like it from my bosses. I don't like a double standard. I think that's BS. And then to go in and say I didn't see the play, I thought it was an even worse look. I thought it was a worse look. Anyway, it was so spicy. So, of course, you know, Acuna took it down, probably got a little talking to from Alex, and it's probably dead in the water. I mean, and again, you want him back ASAP if you're a Braves fan, if you're Brian Snitker. And I'm sure they talked about it, but I think he's absolutely right. I think he was right to say it, and I defend him for that.
All right, DDT number two, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tough weekend. They were swept at home.
Ugh.
By the Cleveland Guardians, who, by the way, the Guardians are now 12-6 in their non-Padres games this season.
Crazy.
So they're playing pretty good baseball. The Pirates, though, fans are getting frustrated. You know, they got Paul Skeens, but what else do they have? They're struggling. They're now 8-15 on the season. And during the game yesterday, fans started a chant directed at team owner Bob Nutting. It was, you can hear it.
Sell the team.
This is on the broadcast, and as the pitch gets thrown, notice that they decide all of a sudden that maybe we shouldn't have the crowd mics on so loud.
One ball, one strike.
Okay.
Manzardo. Homeward leading off the seventh.
cut the crowd mic.
They cut it.
Yeah, the chant didn't stop. They just cut the crowd mic so you couldn't hear it over the television broadcast.
One ball, one strike. Manzardo.
Oh,
Homer leading off the seventh.
He's saying Manzardo. It just goes away.
Manzardo.
All right.
It's like the A's turning off comments for, what, 2 years now?
I don't even...
You still can't comment on their stuff.
I understand why they don't want that in their broadcast. Maybe wait until a commercial break and then kill the mic.
It's
and
good
then
call.
You don't
yeah.
really.
It's a good call.
You
don't
notice
call
it, but subtle. You don't yeah. notice it at the same time.
It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Start a fresh inning with no crowd mic to just do it in the middle of the chant.
It just stops.
Pretty wild.
It just stops.
Maybe they just all changed their mind.
Yeah, immediately.
All at the same time. Oh, no. Go ahead. Keep the team. Yeah, we're fine now.
That
we're good.
Nuts.
I know we have a doo-doo this, but I think the Pirates also did do a doo-doo this real quick. So yesterday, I think it was, or Saturday, it was Paul Skeens bobblehead night.
Yep.
Rookie of the year bobblehead night. Everyone wanted to get their hands on that. The line was across the bridge,
through like
downtown.
Yeah.
It was insane. I saw a video of it. They only gave them out to 20,000 people. And if you didn't get a bobblehead, they did announce that if you have a ticket stub, if you checked in on MLB's ballpark app or whatever, you will get a voucher for a bobblehead.
They'll
still.
Order some more.
They're
going to
order
you
more.
Bobblehead.
Do
that's
it
good.
Over
that
more than
good.
The 20,000.
That was the right thing to do for sure.
All right, and now for doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
Ben disagrees that this should be a doo-doo this, but I thought it was very funny. Logan Webb, post-game presser. Look, I don't know who did it, but somebody did it. I don't know if it was a reporter. I really hope not.
Oh, this was.
I think
a
it was another player.
I'm assuming
that
it's a player at an adjacent locker
that walked by
that knew the starting pitcher is going to be interviewed.
Oh yeah, and completely crop dust entire interview.
Bumgarner, Bum, and Marshall. At least four outings with.
Sorry.
At least four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Just, what does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Farts are always funny.
Always. They're never not fun. Who did it?
Well, Camilla Duvall's locker is right next door. You can't really see who's standing there, but.
I think there's two. There's
two farters?
Yeah, listen.
With Bumgarner.
Is that one?
No, I think that was a cough.
I think that was a cough. Yeah.
With Bumgarner, Bum, and Pon Marshall.
That's unmistakable. <though. laughs>
Logan, the trying to keep a straight face when your buddy just looked at you was like right in the middle of your press conference. Holy crap, man. That guy, I was laughing so hard. I got another one that I'd like to nominate here from one of the tier ones. It's at Kim Chadu. This is incredible. We are nominating a crumb bum of the month in our house. Thanks to at Ben and Woods, at the Steven Woods. This month is the dog for getting into the trash. Next month is likely one of these freeloader kids. Hashtag freeloaders. Hashtag Ben and Woods. Hashtag crumb bum.
And, you're a real crumb bum.
And on their home's chalkboard, it says crumb bum of the month. So there, and they have a picture of their dog. I think that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. They are nominated. Who's the crumb bum of the month? In your house for the month of
in about 20 years, will one of their kids be in therapy? Going, my parents made me the crumb bum of the month.
I want it every month house, for a whole year. Trying to think who the crumb bum of the month is in my home. It's probably me, if I'm being completely honest.
And that's don't and do and do and do do this for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
My dog loves getting in any trash that's left out. Yeah. Just tearing it to tiny pieces. So proud of it.
Like, so she's the crumb bum of the month.
Oh, yeah. She's always the crumb bum of the month.
Fair enough.
Loves tearing, like, tissues.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from the
shredded.
Someone blows their nose, throws it in the trash, pulls it out, shreds it, just leaves it all over. And she's so happy about it, too. Like, she did something just fantastic.
It's quite
every
a
time.
Sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. All right, we will get back into the rest of the weekend that was in Houston for your San Diego Padres. Maybe talk about some of the other action in Major League Baseball. All coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hope that you woke up this morning feeling good and young and refreshed. And if you didn't, if your joints are killing you, call QC Kinetics today. The medical pros at QC Kinetics right here in San Diego. They're on the case, focused to finally get you the relief you need, like they did for me. I am a longtime client and customer of QC Kinetics. Debilitating joint pain is a scary thing. You're wondering, do I need knee surgery? Do I need wrist surgery? Not something that you want to do ever, really. But with QC Kinetics, their science is solid. They give you your life back. Healthier life, free of harmful meds. That's the whole mission of QC Kinetics. If you are curious, would this work for me? The consultation is free. They got appointments available in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Call now. Find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without chronic joint pain, just like your old pal Woodsy did. Now's the best time to get started by calling QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Call them. Let them know, hey, man, it's my knees, it's my back, it's my shoulder, my hips, my wrist, whatever it may be. And see if they can fix you up, because it's exactly what they did for me. No wrist surgery needed. Back to doing all the things I love to do. 619-614-PAIN is their number. It's QC Kinetics.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Paul even caught me off guard. Threw in the Elton John sounder at the end of the last segment. And Todd called in. And
Todd
won the tickets to Elton John. He did not win today.
Oh, don't play it again.
Well, it's over for today.
We've already
given it away for today, but we will have more tickets to give away for Elton John at Petco Park on May the 9th tomorrow. Again, you can go to Ticketmaster.com to get your own seats for the show. We also are announcing, because people have been wondering for about a month and a half now,
yeah.
We do have an update on the secret safe that was discovered in the basement floor of my grandparents' home after my grandma passed away earlier this year. And we will let you know. And if you want to follow us on our social media channels, Twitter, Instagram, we will have video, Geraldo Rivera style.
Oh, yeah.
Of the opening.
Oh, yeah.
Of the safe.
The whole thing. It's open.
Mm-hmm.
They got it open.
Yep.
You guys ready
for
this?
I'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay.
Well, we will give you an update coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you'll want to be watching along on YouTube. And if you can't, check our social media profiles, because it's open.
We talked a little bit about Saturday night's game already. Padres, that was the one that Michael King pitched so well.
I want that pitch.
So well. Whoa. 89 pitches, shutting out the Astros, was looking great.
I saw a couple people going, oh, you got to pull him before that. No, you don't. He was at 80 pitches and was just cruising. And the walk, I thought, was a little bit suspect. Got a call that went against him. And, you know, he put the guy on. Then he hung a sweeper or something to... Who hit it out?
Christian Walker.
Christian freaking Walker.
One of the coldest hitters in baseball to start the season. But all it takes is one swing, ran into it, and that was it for Michael King.
Oh, such a bummer.
That tied the game. Now, you still feel pretty good about the Padres' chances with their bullpen, but for once, Jeremiah Estrada gave up a run, and it wasn't a, I mean, it was a bloop single by Isak Paredes, but yep. It was the walk to Victor Caratini, I think.
That's a tough one.
Started the inning that really was the mistake there, and it was a walk. A couple of walks came back to bite the San Diego Padres in that game. Also,
usually do.
Also, the inability to, you know, score more runs, just two, is against Hayden Wesneski, who wasn't bad. You know, he was
surprising.
He was one of the players in the Kyle Tucker trade that came back to Houston, as well as Paredes came back to Houston as well. And Cam Smith, who with the two home runs on Friday.
How about
the other
guy. Kid, dude? Yeah, had a really, really nice Friday night off Kyle Hart.
And we can talk about that game coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm sensing some impatience in the Padres fan base with one Kyle Hart. It was coming off a really good start going into Friday night's game. And as Mike Schilt will point out, you know, take away Cam Smith, and he didn't throw terribly.
Did Mike Schilt point that out, or did Ben Higgins point that out?
Mike Schilt pointed that one out.
Sounds like a Ben Higgins-ism.
Even I would not go quite that far. You cannot take Cam Smith out of that game. Now, that second home run was not particularly, it was 95. If it had gone any other ballpark, if it had gone in that same ballpark a little more toward the gap, it was just a flyout. But it happened to go right to the corner edge of the Crawford boxes. You know, all right, that one was a bit of a cheapie. First one, though, was not crushed three-run shot that was the difference in the game for the Houston Astros. And it does seem like Kyle Hart's margin for error is much smaller than any of the other Padres pitchers on the roster.
No
doubt about that.
No question. I mean, he's got to be perfect every time out. And the offense also knows Kyle Hart's throwing. We need to go out and they did, man. They had 12 hits that game, scored four runs. Just too much.
Yeah, just couldn't get enough hits with runners in scoring position against Ryan Gusto, who went five innings, nine hits. But only two runs.
Yep.
Yeah, you feel like the Padres get nine hits in five innings. You should be scoring five or six runs against that guy, but they just could not come up with the big hit. They could have broken open that game or at least kept him close enough with a chance to win it in the end. Luis Arraez, you know, had another 3-for-5, another home run.
Yep.
He is now, I believe it's still true, three home runs versus two strikeouts this season for Luis Arraez.
I think that's right.
Which is pretty incredible statistic in Major League Baseball in the modern era that a guy could hit more home runs than strikeouts. But Luis Arraez somehow doing it. As long as he pulls the ball right down the line and right.
Yeah.
That's his secret.
That's
he
hit
about 360
zone.
Feet. Not going to get out everywhere, but it got out in Houston. It can get out to the Petco porch, and he's got three of them this year. And he's hitting like two, around 290, I think, now, which is, you know, low for Luis Arraez. But
what's he hitting on the road? Like 600?
Much better on the road.
He's not hitting well at Petco.
But his BABIP, his batting average on balls in play, is by far his career low, which is an indication that Luis Arraez has been pretty unlucky so far this season.
Yeah.
He's not striking out, obviously. So those balls that just tend to fall in more for him have not been falling in, which means likely his average will be going up, you know, assuming he comes back healthy at some point from the concussion, which I would think he will. You know, his average should be going up from the 286 or 288 or whatever it is right now, because he is he's a key cog here in this Padres offense.
Yeah, Hart's not terrible. I mean, again, he kind of pounded the zone, Ben, but you just wonder, you know, as you talked about the margin for
he didn't walk
error.
Anyone, which
right,
is what you
right. That's what
which
you
is
want.
What was so successful for him
correct.
In the previous start, and this time
he wasn't
he
terrible.
Threw strikes, but they hit him.
They hit him, and some balls they hit hard. But, you know, the 89 down the middle is tough to play at that level. It just is. But, you know, again, you were in that game. He kept you
Which
in that game.
All you're really
That's
asking of
all
your five starter.
For. That's right.
I mean, just keep us from getting blown out, and maybe we'll win. You know, if we score some runs, maybe we'll win some. Yeah, I think he should do better than 10 hits and 5 runs in 5 innings. That's a 9 ERA. You're not gonna survive that. But if you mix in good starts, you can survive an occasional 5 innings, 5 runs. I don't think that they're going to make a change. He's supposed to start the final game of this road trip on Wednesday in Detroit. Now, after that, the Padres are off Thursday. They're off Monday after three at home against Tampa.
Yep.
Then they're off. Then they got a two-game series against San Francisco, and they're off Thursday again. So if they wanted to, with the 2 days off, they could skip Kyle Hart entirely and just go with Michael King on regular rest, and then everyone else gets bonus rest. And you could go a couple of weeks. Now, Yu Darvish Good report this morning from Kevin Acey on his throwing session, feeling even better than he expected coming off of his first, you know, bullpen session. They're now targeting a little more clearly end of May for Yu Darvish's return.
End of May. Okay.
Yeah, but that's still, you're not going to be able to get by with skipping Kyle Hart through the end of May. You're going to need at least four more starts from your fifth starter before Yu Darvish comes back. Clearly at this point, you know, Kyle Hart would be the first person replaced in the rotation if Yu Darvish comes back, but it's not imminent. We're still a month plus away from Yu Darvish's return. So you're going to probably see Kyle Hart out there on the mound a few more times, and he's just going to have to be, you know, pretty fine. You know, he's going to have to walk that fine line to get by, and that's something the Padres are going to have to live with at this point.
Yeah, no question, man. And there's not, you know, a super ton of options.
There's Logan Gillespie, there's Omar Cruz,
there's
Stephen Kolek.
Stephen Kolek, yeah. I mean... Okay, like we'll see. Probably gets another start, as you mentioned. Probably going to start the last game unless they do decide to jump him. But yeah, man, look, there's
starting to think Matt Waldron's injury is more than just precautionary down for a day or two. Because we have not seen hide nor hair of him since it happened, the oblique strain in spring training.
I don't think I've heard his name since. Hoeing, somebody's asking about Hoeing. He is encouraged.
Going to Arizona to ramp back up. That's going to be at least, you know, 2 or 3 week process.
Sean Reynolds is also in a good spot right now. But again, both those guys will be used out of the bullpen. Don't know what the corresponding moves will be when those guys are ready. But it usually works itself out in Major League Baseball.
It does. No one really deserves to leave that bullpen right now.
That's right.
It's
a good problem.
I mean, I guess you could put Gillespie back down. He's still on the team, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure Logan Gillespie is still sitting out there waiting for someone to not make it through the second or third inning so he can get back into a game. Yeah. But it has not happened in a while, which is good news. I mean, if you're 13th pitcher...
Waldron's 60-day IL right now.
Yeah, they did move him to the 60-day. Okay. So even though we really never got an update on anything getting worse or, you know, just... they. Oblique strain, they said, hey, you know, looked like a day later, Mike Schilt said something like, we think we avoided the worst of it, and now he's here on the 60-day injured list. So I assume that it was worse than they actually thought it was.
Again, like with the bullpen that Mike Schilt has at his, it's such a fine line because you need length from your starters. You don't want to start overtaxing this bullpen. And I think he's done a really nice job at managing it to this point this season. A really, really nice job. And starters have kind of stepped up when needed. The fact that Hart was able to go five is something. You know, it's something. It wasn't his best outing by a long stretch. But to be able to go five, eat up some of those innings is good. And it kind of helped you in last night's game. You know, be able to go to the pen and pick up Dylan Cease a little bit. So, again, great to salvage a win. Would have loved to win that series. It was kind of in your reach. You didn't play great and still, you know, feel like you had a chance to take two out of three.
And our friend David Jay in the chat said, probably should see Reynolds on a rehab assignment this week.
Sick.
And Hoeing shortly behind him.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen is the strength, and it could only be getting stronger here going forward.
Can any of them play the outfield?
That's a good question.
Because that is really where this team is.
Jason Hayward, of course, placed on the injured list after Friday's game or before Saturday's game with Tirso Ornelas.
Well, he was scratched Friday from the lineup.
He was in the first lineup.
Yeah, and then scratched him.
And then was placed on the injured list a day later.
Yep.
Tirso to start on Saturday, but he didn't make it in time. And then on Sunday, they were facing a lefty, so they didn't want to put him in against a tough lefty like Framber Valdez for his first start. But I would think that going forward, this series, particularly like today against Keiter Montero, a righty, there's a good chance you see Tirso Ornelas starting in center field for the Padres this afternoon, tonight against the Detroit Tigers.
That'd be great. It was great to see him make his debut. Pretty cool moment after the game, showing him down there hugging his family. But yeah, he looked every bit the part of a rookie making his debut when he was standing in center and they were talking about it. And it was great. He was just looking around going, this is unbelievable. I'm in a big league ballpark playing center field. Had a couple chances, did fine. I think he had one AB. and flat out. Yeah. So yeah, man, looking forward to seeing what he can provide. I'm Oscar Gonzalez is a weird one for me. I don't feel supremely confident when he comes to the plate. He chases a lot. He expands his zone. But when he hits it, Benny, he hits it really hard. He barrels the baseball and had a couple of hits over the weekend, drove in some runs. So there's something to be encouraged about out there. But, yeah, you know, we're obviously missing Jackson Merrill greatly on this team. He makes your lineup so much better.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Despite losing their second series of the season, Padres only lost ground to one team in the NL West over the weekend. The Dodgers did take 2 of 3 from the Rangers, including a 1-0 win yesterday. They needed their bullpen to do it, though, after Tyler Glasnow had to leave after 4 innings with a leg cramp, but then 6 relievers combined on a 5-hit shutout as they took 2 of 3. Now, they did lose on Saturday night when Adelis Garcia walked off Kirby Yates with a 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth, but the Dodgers did pick up a game. So they're a half game behind the Padres right now for the best record in baseball and the lead in the NL West. But the Giants lost 2 of 3 to the Angels. Looked like they were going to win that series. They went into the bottom of the ninth inning up 4-1 yesterday, and the Angels rallied back with 4, including the winner was a bases-loaded walk-off double by Joe Adell. They were down 4-2. All 3 runs came around to score, and the Angels ended up taking 2 of 3 from the Giants. And then the Diamondbacks almost got swept by the Cubs. They did win yesterday in 11 innings to avoid the sweep, but the interesting game in that series was Friday's game.
Never seen anything.
Which I was watching at work. Like, even we have a couple of Cubs fans at the office at Channel 10, and getting into that game with the Diamondbacks scoring 10 runs in the 7th inning to come back and take the lead after the Cubs had just scored 5 in the bottom of the 6th. And then the Cubs answered with 5 in the bottom of the 7th to retake the lead again and ended up going on to what it was, a 12-10 win,
something,
I think,
like
on Friday. One of the wildest games.
13-11.
One of the wildest games of the season so far. The wind was blowing out at Wrigley, obviously, but it was a 2-1 game, yes. I think, going into the bottom of the 6th.
2-1, bottom of the 7th.
Seventh.
Yeah. So, Arizona didn't score in the top half of the 7th. Cubs have 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th, so now it's 7-1. And then Arizona in the top of the 8th scored 10. And then Chicago answered with another 6 in the bottom of the 8th.
I watched, that's when I picked it up. Benny texted, this thing's going nuts right now. And yeah, and then you saw the next day, we have made the following roster moves. Right-hander Dre Jameson recalled. Right-hander J.P. Frierson selected from AAA Reno. Right-hander Juan Murillo selected. Left-handed pitcher Joe Mantiply optioned. Right-handed pitcher Bryce Jarvis optioned. Left-handed pitcher A.J. Puck, IL. Infielder Gray Kessinger designated for assignment. They made 7 moves after that game the next day.
And congratulations to the Colorado Rockies, who were able to win the second game of their doubleheader against the Washington Nationals yesterday to snap an 8-game losing streak. They are now
their fourth win.
They are now 4-17 and 1-11 on the road this year. They are now 11.5 games behind the Padres and 8.5 games behind the fourth place Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's going to be a long one
and
for Buddy.
It is still April.
It's going to be a long one for
Buddy.
It's going
to be a tough one for the Rockies. So that's your update on the NL West. Padres, of course, are headed to or in Detroit. We'll open a 3-game series against the Tigers at 3:40 today. So that's a pretty early start. That means Sammy's got his Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 2:40 this afternoon.
Beautiful.
So remember, a little early baseball. The Giants are home to the Milwaukee Brewers starting tonight. The Dodgers are headed to Chicago to take on the Cubs. That series starts tomorrow. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are home to the Tampa Bay Rays, who will then come to San Diego this weekend. So there's your NL West update. But if you want an update on what happened with the safe we found, the secret safe that no one knew about at my grandmother's house, we will let you in on the big opening coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.